Crime Cast, number 8. Check out crimeandcookies.com for more, or check out evilnow.com if you're in the mood to spend a little money on some crime.
Hello?
Hey, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Shane calling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, right on. Now I can... It's a little more quiet in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're selling Berkowitz's prison ID?
Yeah.
And you only want $200 for it?
No, I got it for $3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really sold none of his stuff. Because I got... I don't know. Did you ever see my book on the website?
No, what website?
It's on the... It was on firstbooks.com. But it's on Author Solutions.
Oh, what book is it?
David Berkowitz, Son of Sam, Son of Hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been out there for, oh, Christ. I don't know, maybe 7-8 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I've heard about the book. I didn't know you wrote it and anything.
Well, actually, there's two books out. I had an agent in New Jersey that was handling the first book I put out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's messed me around, so I took most of the material. I took almost all the material out of the book that was mine, and I put it into a book myself, and I just went and published that.
And that's Son of Sam, Son of Hope?
Yeah. It's Son of Sam, Son of Hope.
How do you know Berkowitz?
I did 15 years with him.
Oh, right on.
I was in prison.
Yeah, what for?
Oh, I was in for drugs.
Yeah, a little less than Berkowitz.
Yeah, quite a bit less.
So the book that you wrote, what's your full name, Steve?
Steven Charles Sender.
Oh, okay. Now, who's the other guy who wrote the book?
No, that's my brother with me.
Oh, he wrote it with you?
No, we collaborated on it.
But what's the other book that was written?
Oh, there was two books. The one out in Jersey, I'd have to look at it. I don't even remember offhand.
But who was the author of that?
That was me.
Both books?
Yeah, both books.
Oh, so...
My agent in Jersey just never really stayed in contact with me. I think he's beaten me. So I just pulled my stuff out of the book and went my own way. I just never bothered with the first book. He's got it on the website for, I think it's $50 or $60 now.
Damn.
But he had it up at $80 and I screamed at him. He knocked it down, so... But it's been on the web. He's got his own website. If you look it up, you'll find it in the different bookstores and all.
Which one?
Books A Million.
No, which book are we talking about?
Both of them.
What's the other one called?
Serial Killers. Boy, I'm trying to think. I got it inside. How long you got on his phone?
What?
How long? You'll be all right on his phone if I look for something?
Sure.
All right, I just want to go in and pull the other book out. I got it in my closet.
Yeah, right on.
Hold on a second.
No problem.
The last one I put out?
Yeah.
It's called A Serial Killer. David Berkowitz, Son of Sam, Son of Hope.
Oh, okay.
By Stephen Sender, Kenneth Sender.
And your brother's name is what?
Kenneth.
And same last name?
Yeah, same name.
Never know, he might use a pen name or whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There was some guy who did a video interview with him.
Oh, a couple of them. What's his name? The one I put out, In the Belly of the Beast. Murray Terry.
Yeah, you know him?
I don't know him, but believe it or not, the book that he put out, it's all based on bullshit. Because at the time that he was, that these guys, well, see, he got his information from two unknown ex-convicts. And the time that he was supposed to have got this information, or these guys were supposed to be hanging out with Dave Berkowitz, was a bunch of bullshit, because I hung out with him for 9 solid years. And that was the time that he was supposed to be getting their information.
Are you his? Were you his cellmate?
No, we were mostly in the same cell.
In this, like, the cell block or whatever?
Yeah, see, like, David was a loner when he was up there, and I was a loner, you know?
Yeah.
Even though my brother was there and other people I knew, I stayed to myself. And I used to just walk the yard with him.
Your brother was in jail with you?
Yeah, we've been on the same case.
That's pretty good, though. You got housed together. That's unusual.
Yeah. But basically, that's the story. I was with him like for about a solid 9 years out of the 15.
So you didn't live with anyone in your cell?
Oh, no, no. Every time I was there, it was all singles. I know they doubled up lately, but no, when I was there, it was all singles.
And what prison is this?
Dannemora, Attica, and then that last one was Sullivan.
And that's where you were with Berkowitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely with him. Yeah, well, you'll see it in the book. It's in the both books. The other one is Serial Killers.
Yeah, right on.
And American Focus.
But then Maury Terry stuff. Man, I've been looking for that guy for, like, the last year, because I was wanting to do, you know, me and my friend were working on this project about the Process Church.
Oh.
And all the Berkowitz tie-in and stuff, and Maury Terry came up with all this horse shit, it seemed like, to us, too.
It was, believe it or not. It was like, all that information that's in that book, well, when I was with Berkowitz when that book came out.
You were what?
I was with Berkowitz at the time that that book came out.
Yeah.
Maury Terry.
Yeah.
Well, you want to see a raving lunatic, if Berkowitz could have got him, he would have been mincemeat. But since then, they became friends. They really became friends. Because Maury Terry's book, I guess he's been feeding them, you know?
Oh, money and shit?
Yeah, money, whatever he wants, you know?
So what, is Berkowitz just a mouthpiece for whatever Maury Terry wants to say?
More than likely. But when that book first came out, Berkowitz would have killed him if he could have got up with him, you know?
Why?
Because it was all a bunch of bullshit.
What was the most upsetting part about it, though?
I can't really recall right offhand what it was, but the whole book, basically, you know.
I see. I never read it, you know. I never read that book, but...
Well, it's there. You can find it. You just put in, David Berkowitz and...
And Maury Terry, yeah.
And Maury Terry, you can get that book from that way, too.
Yeah, I'll find it. I just, you know. Yeah.
And you can put my name in. Into the computers, I'll give you the one, let me see. Where's that author house letter?
I'll find it. You gave me the title of the book, bro.
It's in all the big bookstores.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'm going to go pick one up, I think.
Just put sender in. Author. You know, when they put author, they
yeah.
Just put in sender, and the book will come up.
So what do you got from Berkowitz that you're selling now?
I want to sell all this. I got all his handwritten poems, and I got Christmas cards. I got notes from him. But I got a pile. I got a big envelope full of stuff.
And what do you want to let go of that to come to some of those handwritten poems and stuff?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what they're worth, you know.
I see.
If you look on the websites out there now, people that look at them.
Yeah.
I mean, just a one paragraph, a note from him was going for like $240 on it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's some, you know, I know all those dealers and shit.
They do sell. I remember when I was still with him at the time.
Yeah.
He wrote a note to some guy in another block up there, and that guy kept the note and took it home when he went home. And he had an autograph auction at the Hotel Pier in New York one time. And just for that one paragraph, the guy got $250.
Yeah, but you got to find those suckers, too. I'm looking at 20 boxes, 20 18-gallon tubs full of letters from serial killers and true crime artifacts. And I've got a whole book full of Berkowitz ones, and I probably paid $5 a letter.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I'm not looking to go for that.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I was just, I was.
Mine have been already copyrighted, so I'm not even worrying about that, you know.
Yeah, right.
The book is mine no matter what. But
are you doing another book?
Am I doing another book? I've been thinking about it, but of course, the guy in New Jersey that messed me around, I'd never see to the dime from that guy, you know.
Well, that...
I know he sold books because I had a few of my friends contact, you know, write to his website and get the books, order the books. And I never got a dime from him.
Yeah, well, all that bullshit, you got it. With the publishing business, I don't give a fuck who you deal with.
Yeah.
It could be the biggest publisher in the world. The only money you're ever going to see is the money they hand you up front.
Right.
You don't ever see it. They say, we'll give you royalties. Royalties, bullshit.
Well, I'll be getting money from this here one, from the book I put out, the last one.
Yeah.
But it's not to really talk about, like, you know. I get like $65, $85 every 3 months or so from them, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't really get no money added up, so. But it cost me more money to put the book out than I've got back.
That's what I'm talking about. If you got a guy comes up and says, I'll give you $5,000 to do a book, take it, and that's all you get, usually.
Yeah, well.
You know. So what about these poems? Have they been published before?
Well, the only way they've been published is in my book.
Oh, they have been. They're in the book.
Oh, they're in my book.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
In my book. Yeah, if you get the serial killer, the one that I just put out, the last one that's on the internet.
The one you're getting ripped off on.
No, that's the other one. This one I ain't getting. I'm getting ripped off on both of them, really, if you want to put it that way. But the publishing company makes five times what I get. So, you know, like if I sell this month, I sell like $400 worth of books, I might get a check for maybe $70, $80.
I see.
You know, yeah, they keep the rest.
So do you talk to Berkowitz today?
No, he got mad at me because at first when I, you know, when I was leaving and I had all the poems, he wanted me to publish them and everything, you know. And after I was home about 6 months, we were talking back and forth. They just told me one day he didn't want me to publish them. Because Murray Terry came into the picture.
Ah.
You know, so
Murray Terry's a punk.
Yes, I don't know what you want to call him. You know, I don't really know the guy. You know, I guess he's just looking to make a dollar. You know.
Yeah, but there's.
He made millions.
Did he make millions?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I wouldn't even hesitate to say that.
How the fuck does he do that with nothing? You know, you got everything. It sounds.
Well, I do have. Well, mostly what I got is poetry. See, when I was in there, David Berkowitz was getting into scams with other people. They wanted him to do stuff, and they were going to send it out and sell it, and you know, split it with him. You know.
Right.
I told him, listen, you got 5-6 guys know about it, and if you keep at it with that, it's going to get back that you're doing this, and now if you want to do something legit later on, you're going to be, screwed.
Yeah.
So I told him, listen, I was helping him go back to school. Me and my brother talked him going back into, you know, the school, get his diplomas and everything, which he did. And he wrote an essay during one of his college courses. It's called On the Train to Treblinka. And I told him, listen, you like to write poetry, you can write. Why don't you sit down and write, and I'll buy whatever you want to sell, you know? And that's what I did. Over a few years there, just before I came home, I bought all the poems and everything off him. I got a release from him and all everything. It's all mine. He don't get nothing. Because I bought them off him already, you know?
Yeah, well, he already got something.
Yeah, well, he already got that up front, you know? But it kept him going, you know, a little legit to an extent, you know? So he didn't really get into no real schemes up there.
So he was pissed by the first Maury Terry book, but Maury Terry comes in and probably, you know, pays him off or whatever.
Whatever he did, I don't know. They became friends. So.
Well, we know how that happens, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen through fucking nice letters.
Right.
But so Maury Terry gets involved, and now everything that Maury Terry is able to rewrite history.
Yeah. Well, Maury Terry's been on the. News channels with him. What's that one that he comes on? American. Yeah, he come on American Justice, and he's been on a few of the programs. But they come out every once in a while with him. They show about an hour tape of him or something, you know, the interviews and whatever, you know.
Yeah, I've seen some of that stuff, and that's, you know, the Process Church stuff.
Right.
It really is a.
Before that, no, before they even started getting into the church stuff.
What?
Well, Murray Terry, the first interview Murray Terry had with him. That's been on television quite a bit.
Oh, about the church?
About what he's doing in prison, helping, people less fortunate, you know, like retarded guys. And
yeah, right.
Slow learners and stuff like that. He's been taking care of them, you know, over the years, you know.
But is that all bullshit or what?
No, he does do it.
Oh.
I'm not bragging, but I was the one, me and my brother was the one that talked him into doing this stuff.
Why, though?
He had nothing to do. He was going crazy. And a job opened up in one of the chaplain's offices. We told him to put in for it. And he got the job. And that's where it took off from.
That's pretty funny you say the Son of Sam is going crazy.
Well, he was going crazy. Well, I'll tell you what.
He was already crazy, no?
No.
No?
No. If you sit down and talk to him, if you didn't know who he was, you sit down and talk to him, you never know it. You never know who he was.
So in your books, does he ever tell you, is there anything good in those books? What pissed him off about your books? What, did he tell you something like
he got pissed off that I published it.
Oh, he didn't tell you no secrets that you published or something?
No, if anybody tells you he told him secrets, I'm going to tell you, all right, they're full of shit.
Why?
Because I was with him for 9 solid years. And out of that time, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, I see him in the yard for half an hour. I mean, we sat down and ate together. We talked from cell to cell for years. But up there, you're out of the cell most of the time. I walked the yards with him all day long. And we were real close. So, you know, and if somebody tells you that, like those guys with Murray Terry, they said that they helped to make his do his legal work and everything for his appeals and all. Well, look up the court records. He's never filed an appeal in his life. He never worked on his case.
Huh.
It was all a bunch of bullshit from the beginning. That's in Murray Terry's book.
So Berkowitz didn't give anyone any secrets.
No, to this day, I don't think he gave anybody anything that, you know, that he did it or anything like that, you know.
Oh, he doesn't admit to doing it?
No, he missed being on the on lookout. He missed the three. He admitted to three, you know.
And that's it? He's sticking to the story?
Yeah, he's sticking to the story. He's just saying he was a lookout for the others, you know. But, if you buy what they're saying on television about it being a cult and everything.
I don't buy it.
And I don't care what those detectives say. The detectives buy it. That was in the case. But I don't buy it.
Oh, I don't buy it. I think it's bullshit, and I can smell bullshit a mile away.
If it was a cult, well, why hasn't it continued since he's left?
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? I know all of that is easy. You know, there's easy bad guys. There's easy monsters. You bring Satan up. Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy, and that just works. You need Satan in order to get donations to the church.
Well, that's what Pat Robertson did. He went on national television and says, well, I believe he's been converted. And Pat Robinson never seen him, never talked to him, never even corresponded with him. How the hell does he know he's been converted?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. There's, you know, you need Satan to get donations.
Yeah.
So was he converted? Was he all into Christianity?
No. I don't buy it at all. I don't buy
it. Are you a big dude?
Am I a big dude?
Yeah.
No, I'm average.
I was just wondering if you were his protection in prison or anything.
No, he don't need protection.
Why not?
Because he can take care of himself.
Oh, really?
He's not a little guy either.
I don't know. I mean, he looks small to me. And when you see him when he gets arrested, he looks like a pud.
He's pretty burly. He's got a good build on him. Plus, he was lifting weights up there for a while. You know, he worked out. We used to walk a lot too. You know.
So does he have a girlfriend in prison?
He had a girl, Pat. I think she was in South Carolina.
Oh, I meant like a prison punk, like someone he's, you know.
No. He's not into that.
Yeah, well, in prison, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, that's not.
It ain't about being into it.
You're following the TV, the movies, bullshit. 99% of what you see on television is outright bullshit.
Yeah, brother, I've been in jail, though.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah, so I've not been in for a long time, but I've been in for a couple of years, and I understand.
You know what happens, but it's so minute, really.
It is, but we never know. You never know if he falls into that category. He got the Kool-Aid on his lips, you know.
As far as I know, I don't know since I left, and I've been out like, 13, 14 years now?
Yeah.
And unless he's done something since then, but no, he's never been in that category at all. Not the slightest interest. So, I don't know.
So you got all this original stuff that you want to unload, and you got the prison ID. Anything else good you got?
Well, just that. I got, you know, all the pictures. You know, when they transfer you from prison to prison, you know, they take pictures with your numbers and everything.
Yeah.
I got those. That's on the cover of my book. You'll see it when you go on the website, you'll see that on the cover of the book.
And that's son of Sam, son of God.
No, son of Sam, son of Hope.
Son of Hope, sorry.
He said he's no more longer the son of Sam. He's now the son of Hope.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's been converted.
I think that shit's funny, man. I think I go, man, that guy's got a good hustle going with all that.
Yeah, well, see, that's... Let me explain something to you. I don't think he'll ever get a pardon or anything like that.
Oh, no.
The only way he'll ever get a pardon, if it does come about, would be through the religious community.
Is he on...
Somebody like Pat Robertson or, you know, along that line would have to stand up for him.
Is he up for death?
Huh?
Has he got the death sentence?
No.
Oh, well, he ain't ever getting a pardon. They never let him out of prison.
No, that's what I say. You know, the only reason I really went into the book, well, I was looking to make money. I ain't going to bullshit, you know?
Well, of course.
But I went into it, you know, to give people closure. I mean, the first thing we did when we put the book together, I sent a copy to the FBI for their files, you know, serial killer files.
Yeah, what did they ever send you anything back?
No, just that they received it and thank you, and that was the end of it. It was just a short letter. That's all, you know. But, you know. I was more for, like, trying to put closure for all these people that were involved in it, you know?
No, right on.
I had, you know, I'm not no, I don't know what you call, goody-goody boy, you know, but, you know, I just figured, you know, I like to see things, you know, in their right perspective. Maybe I'm a crook or something, you know, but I have feelings and I think about people.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is, you know, it is interesting when you start getting involved in that stuff. It is interesting, and if you see an out...
I'll tell you now. You can buy my book. It's like $13, I think, when you buy it.
Yeah.
It's 10 and change with the shipping and handling. It's out about $12, $13 when they ship it to you. But if you really want to get into it and you want to see how I got involved with them and everything, buy the other one. The Son of Sam?
Yeah.
The Serial Killers. I'll give you the whole title if you want. But you'll find it on the web night.
I'm going to find them both. Website. Yeah, I'm going to go pick them both up tonight probably.
Well, all right. One is called Fragments. The Son of Sam. Poetry and Writings from the Author.
Oh, wow.
By David Berkowitz, Son of Sam. And let's see. Oh, and featuring Fragments by me. This is telling you my life story, how I ended up going to jail and everything, how I ended up meeting Berkowitz and all, and how we interrelated, you know, and how I ended up with the poems and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
It's very interesting. What did he think of the Son of Sam law, whole law named after him?
Well, if you stop and think about it, well, read my book. You'll see, just read, it's only a page and a half in the front of the book.
Oh, yeah?
Introduction. Read that, and you'll see. Nobody named him the Son of Sam. He did it himself. Yeah, and he's everything. The Son of Hope. He said God came to him in a prison cell one night. I was there when that was supposed to happen. And I didn't notice it.
No lights?
No lights. No beaming lights or nothing, you know. But, you know, he might have bought his own rhetoric after so many years of doing it, you know. So who knows? Maybe he is, doing stuff like that now.
Yeah, yeah.
He does have a website, ministry website. I think there's a couple of them out there.
Yep. But, I mean, that law that was coming after him, I mean, he still brought in money, you know.
Well, in the beginning, no. He didn't get no money. He never wrote out anything. He never asked for a dime out there. The only one that ever gave money was probably Murray Terry. That's the only one that I know that really gave him any money.
Yeah, but some of these kids that send him letters, and what about all that fan letters he gets? Isn't that crazy?
He had girls wanting to marry him and everything. You know, that happens all over the country, not just with him, but with all, you know, how many does, what's his name in California get?
Richard Ramirez?
No, the...
Manson?
Yeah, Charles Manson.
Man, these motherfuckers get a lot of stuff, though, don't they?
And they end up marrying some of these women, come up there and marry them.
Ain't that crazy, though?
Yeah, well, they got, but they're lonely. They got nothing to do, you know?
The girls?
Yeah, the girls, you know? And they figure to get their little 15 seconds of notoriety or fame, whatever you want to call it, you know? And that's why a lot of them do it, too. You know, you'd be surprised how many women write to prisoners. Just on, you know, I guess hoping to cheer them up or whatever, for whatever reason, pen pals, whatever you want to call it, you know?
I think it's because they fantasize, man, that guy hasn't had sex in 5 years. When he gets out, he's going to bang the shit out of me.
Well, that's probably a big part of it, too. Yeah, there was one girl, I got to tell you, Pat something, I got a name someplace, but she was in, I think, South Carolina. And she was with him for years, you know, writing back and forth. And, you know, and that's when she was, I think that's when he really started getting into religion, too, because she was a religious girl. I used to read some of her letters, though. And he was with her for years, but then she eventually ended up dropping him. So if anybody's got stuff they want to sell, she's got letters all over the place. I know that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I can't remember a whole name right now. Pam something or Pat something.
But what about the people who are autograph collectors?
Well, they do buy them now. That's the whole thing. That's why I figured if these people are making that kind of money, and I got this envelope, I got... We just put that thing out there out of curiosity to see what people would...
You know, all these collectors that are collecting that money or trying to, you know, they're always looking for that sucker that's going to pay $250 for a letter. You know, but the thing that you got that they don't,
right,
is you got to, you know, once you, like, I fucking hate those dealers. I deal with them all, and I just, they're so petty. They're weird people.
What are you doing, putting a book together?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I've done books. I did a book with Dorothea Puente. I do articles. I do a lot of stuff. I deal with, I did a book with Gacy.
Oh.
John Wayne, yeah. Yeah, with Direct, you know, so, but...
Yeah.
But you know, I do that out of my own, like, interest. Like, I want to read between the lines, and the media never reports it. And as a matter of fact, they almost make it fantasy, like sexy, with the BTK killer. They go, he let her smoke a cigarette before he killed her. No, what he did was he lit a cigarette, let her puff on it, and then he started putting it out on her face while he was ass raping her. That's what happened. He wasn't nice. There wasn't nothing nice about that. But they make it sound so nice. Anyway. So I do a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'm looking to do. I'm trying to see what this card does, what I get. If I can get the money I ask for it, then what I'm thinking of doing is I'm just looking to auction off the whole collection.
Yeah, but you know what you should be selling it as then? With these collectors and all these dealers is this is coming directly from the author of this book. Because, and these, if you have a poem handwritten that's published in your book,
so I'll tell you what.
That's what makes it worth money, you know?
I got, how many poems I got? 76? Yeah, I got 76 poems in writings. I think something like that in the book.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, when I used to write the poems, I made a deal with him that when you write a poem for me, you give me one written, one printed, and one typewritten. But you sign them all. He signed them all. Every one I got except one poem that he gave to somebody else way before I even started this with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he never signed it. But I put that in the book, too. But I got just one poem that he ever signed it, Son of Sam.
Ooh, that's good.
But every one is signed David Bergwitz. The date he signed it, the day he wrote the poems. Yeah, I got it all. It's all dated. Well, you'll see it if you buy the book tonight, like you say. You'll see it in there, and if you buy the book, you'll see all his poems, most of them are in his own handwriting.
Well, you see, that's what makes your stuff valuable, is because it's coming from the source, and not only it's coming from the source, once something's published, like if I have a piece of artwork by someone, big fucking deal. But if it's published in a book, that brings value to it, that brings heat to that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a guy in, what country was that, Hungary? One of them European countries has been on the internet with my brother.
Yeah.
And they had started a publishing company over there. They want exclusive rights to my book over there.
Yeah, well, what are they paying up front? Because that's all you're ever going
to
see.
I don't know. I'm waiting for my brother to get back to me on it, you know?
Yeah, that royal...
I think it was Hungary, but I'm not positive.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. But that was like the first one I got from overseas like that, you know? Most of my... The people that I know has been buying has been in this country.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, man, that fucking Maury Terry, the reason he makes the money is because he got contacts.
Well, it isn't that so... Yeah, he does have good contacts, but the idea was... I don't know how to explain it. He hit it at the right time. Let's just put it that way. He put it at the right time when people were still hot and heavy. I had a scheme I was going to do with him, with Berkowitz, with this book.
Yeah.
I was going to get ready to put the book out, and I was going to help him put in a writ of habeas corpus for a new trial, based on that he was pressured into making taking the pleas and everything.
Right.
And that would have hit the papers like a bomb, you know.
Oh yeah.
And if my book was coming out at that time, it would have been off the charts. But he turned around, didn't want to do the book no more. So, but that's basically where I'm standing right now. I'm just. Slow down, and I'm looking to see what this one card does. If I like what it does, then I'm going to start thinking about putting. See, now I don't just have the one poem by each one.
Right.
Some of the poems I got two and three copies of them.
Right.
Every one is signed.
So with the card, you know, online the photos don't come up.
What photos?
Didn't you put a photo of it?
Yeah, it's right on the front of the book.
No, like the card that you're selling. Did you post a photo when you put it up on murderauction.com?
Yeah.
It doesn't show up.
It doesn't show up? Do you see the card at all?
No.
You should.
It just says a question mark.
It says you don't see the photo at all on the when he brings it up.
Because that's why it's probably not being selling, because, that's why I'm calling and stuff, because I didn't, there's
what
no...
What site was it on?
Murder Auctions.
Yeah, it's on Murder Auctions.
I didn't get it on Murder Auctions.
Where'd you put it on?
I tried to put it on the other and it ain't coming up either, so I don't know what I did wrong.
Oh, yeah, she said she put it on a couple, but she don't know what she did wrong, why it's not coming up.
Hmm.
It comes up, we did it on a computer, we scanned it and everything, put it on a computer, we put it in. She said she's not doing it right.
You got a web page or anything?
No, I don't have a real web page.
You want one?
You want a copy of to your email?
Yeah.
All right.
It's shane@evilnow.com.
Second.
Okay.
Shane?
Yeah, Shane.
At?
EvilNow.com.
EvilNow.com.
Yeah.
She's going to send you it right now.
Right on. I'm interested in it. But you know what, man? I would like to help you build a website. I could put a website up for you real quick.
Oh.
I build one.
Somebody here that can do that.
What?
I have somebody here that can do that.
Right on.
Yeah, I have a couple of people can do that. They've been wanting me to do it, you know.
Okay.
But I've been hesitating about it, you know, because, like, I don't know. But when my wife pulled up that murder.com thing, you know, and she showed me what they were doing, and all those letters were going, I said, well, goddamn, if they're getting that kind of money, what can I get? So I figured, what can I put out there? And I remember I had the card. So I said, well, let me try this card, see if it's better than what they're doing with, you know?
Well, I'm pretty good at what I do.
Yeah.
About bringing nickels in from every corner. And I've got some good connections like Maury Terry does.
Yeah.
And so if you want to do something, I would like to work with you on it.
All right.
You know.
I was thinking of pulling my book off the publishing company.
Well, I'll tell you, with the...
No money. See, I'm on Social Security. And Social Security, I got to account for every nickel that I make.
Right.
And it's $60, $80 every 3 months that I get. They pull it out of my checks and everything, you know?
Right.
And they give me a hard time. I got to account. I got to go vouch for everything I do, you know?
Well...
I was going to take the book off and just give it to one of my nephews. You know, one of my grandkids or something, you know?
That's what you should do then, because... You know, I'll tell you, I think, you know, I know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think putting some of this stuff together, the guy from Serial Killer Central would sell that book, you know, and he'd sell just as many as a publisher. I got to, you know, I put together a website, man.
I was even thinking, you know, in the beginning when I first published it, I wasn't really going with. I was going to get about 400 copies of it. You know, I had to pay for them. I was going to sit on the streets of New York and sell them on the goddamn corner.
Oh, you could, though.
I know I could.
And you know the funny thing is, I tell you, bro, if you put a website together and you put this card up on murder auctions and you start saying, you know, you got all this stuff, well, then people come to your website like me, and maybe I'm not interested in buying everything, and maybe something's out of my price range, but I pick up a couple books from you.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. My wife said it's on.
Okay.
He said he could set up a website.
Yeah, I'd host it and everything. I just want to, you know, try to hustle some of my shit, too, or whatever. I want to, you know...
Well, you want to hustle some of yours, too, huh?
Well, whatever, man.
Anyway.
I need, you know, I mean, we all need a little something, but I would...
Definitely do.
I'm not...
I just was wondering, that's all.
Yeah, I just want to put it up there. I'm interested in this stuff I got to be honest with you. As of the last 5 years, I'm bored with all this shit. I've been doing this shit for 20 years.
I've only done it since I've been, I've been home. Well, about 12 years, 13 years, you know. And I never really did it for a while. And I ain't been playing with it for years. It's like it's been sitting in a closet.
That's how, you know, I got all these buckets of shit, and I just started doing this. You know, I grew up by Gacy's house when I was a kid. So I was just interested because it was weird, and it was like my first, I was like 10 years old, and it was like a monster.
Yeah. See, I knew a lot of the men that were in there. You probably even heard of them. Like Ronnie DeFeo.
Nah.
He was the original Amityville Horror.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was him. The other one was in there was Chuck Hansen. He had wiped out his whole family, even the cat and dog.
How was the Amityville Horror guy?
These were serial killers.
Yeah, the Amityville Horror guy must have been crazy.
Not really. He's pretty sane himself. He's trying to blame it. He didn't do it. He's trying to blame his sister for doing it. And he just got so mad at it, he hit her and broke her neck or something, you know. So, you know, I knew him too, you know. And Chuck Hansen, he was another one. And I'm trying to think, there was another one. But he's out now, this guy, though. And he went straight, though. He got good with the law, and he worked for some Shaughnessy up in Syracuse, New York, as a lawyer's assistant.
Well, hey, you know, go look at my website, evilnow.com, and tell me what you're thinking. Maybe we can hook up and deal something together where we can pull in a couple nickels on some of this stuff sitting in our closets.
All right. I don't even know how to handle a computer. I could just about turn it on, but my wife is good at it.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking to, you know, make a couple nickels off my shit, and you make a couple nickels. I don't want none of your nickels, but I think if it comes together in some sort of network, it brings a lot more heat to things, you know?
Right.
And you know, you got a lot of interesting stuff. I'll check out that card. I'm interested in it for a couple reasons, but
it should be there now.
Right on, man. I hope to talk to you again. You got my number, right?
All right. Yeah, I got you now. I got it on my caller ID.
Right on. And I'll try to call you tomorrow. Maybe we could talk more.
All right. Good.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for the time, dude.
All right, Shane.
Bye.
All right. And if you liked what you've been hearing, go to crimeandcookies.com and Check out some more. Subscribe to the feed.